You know, like I always said, when one of the running backs score, I feel like I score. And, you know, that's the pride I take in the job. And, you know, we're back to, you know, that was, you know, vintage, you know, when I was playing 2012 mode. I mean, we scored on that play a bunch of times. So, you know, we're excited to get the ground game going again and, you know, show that we're the physical presence again on the field.
There's so much talk here about getting the vertical passing game going and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the kind of things that you did, you want to get that going.
Right? Right.
You know, the vertical pass game is not as much of your arsenal.
Hey, vertical pass game works when the run game works. And, you know, everything starts with the run game. You know, that's something we have to take great pride in. And, you know, that's where it all starts up front in the trenches, and that opens things up for the pass game and everything else.
Henry, what are one or two things that you actually can put your finger on and say, I can see how the run game is really improving? I mean, the offensive line has been reconstituted, too. That takes time to develop.
Yeah, I mean, if you just throw in that first game, you know, that one drive where we marched the whole way down the field in Canton, you know, I think that was a pretty impressive series for our offensive unit. You know, you can just see things click. You know, there's a lot of backside cutoffs opening. You know, we're getting, you know, like a zone play off the right-hand side. You see a lot of plays getting, you know, brought back to the opposite end. So, you know, it's just linemen, you know, staying on their blocks backside that are really opening things up also.
Tom mentioned your name the other day in relation to the tight end position. Mm-hmm. It seems like they're broadening your job description.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really asked to do a lot. You know, I right now I can play fullback, obviously. You know, I can play running back, and, you know, tight end, something I feel I can do also, you know, getting into some routes, you know, some inline blocking, that type of thing. So, you know, in this league, the more you can do, the better. You know, it certainly won't hurt if I, you know, can expand my role a little bit more.
How much of that have you ever done?
You know, in college I was used as like an H-back a lot, you know, a motion guy. I did all that kind of stuff. You know, I know how to do it here. You know, I know all the plays. So if they ever line me up there, I'll be ready to go.
You like that? I mean, I guess, you know, the versatility is good.
I just like playing football. And, you know, if it involves blocking, I like it especially. So, you know, anywhere I line up and get to hit somebody, I guess I'll be happy.
You know, most guys, tight end, they want to run down the field.
Right.
You know, so you can't even get away from the blocking. You're the tight end, you're saying, oh, if it involves blocking, I'm happy.
No, that's what I love to do, and that's what I'm here for. You know, that's always number one thing for me. Number two is catching the ball. Number three is running. You know, that's the pecking order for a fullback. And, you know, if you don't have that mindset, you're not playing the right position then.
So when Tom said recently, he said, you know, don't forget, you know, fullbacks can also carry the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just a throwaway line, or do you think there's some meaning to that?
Oh, there's meaning to it. There definitely is. I mean, you know, a quick hitting puncture run, you know, 3-4 yards, you know, catch people off guard, you know, that does a lot to a defense, you know, and, you know, I think it's something that every team should really have and carry in their arsenal.
You have two pretty accomplished fullbacks in camp. Mm-hmm. Does doing those other things, is that on purpose? Is that part of the give yourself an edge in that competition?
Well, I mean, in, you know, any position, you know, the more you can do, the better off you are. You know, that just doesn't go for fullback. That goes for, you know, receivers, you know, tight ends, linebackers, whatever position you are. The more you can do on the field, the more valuable you are to a team.
When you guys have taken the field the last 2 weeks, how much of it is, let's just see how this looks against the other team, and how much do you look at it thinking, you know what, this is what we're going to look like?
I think there's a little bit of both. You know, I'm not Coach McAdoo, but I think, you know, I think he's mixing a little bit of both. You know, I want to see, you know, what all we have in our arsenal, how certain plays looks, and, you know, I think some of it's game plan also. So I think he's just trying to get a look at who can do what and the game plan. So I think it's a little bit of both. But, I mean, we certainly didn't hit, you know, our whole spectrum of plays. I mean, we have so much in. You know, there's a lot involved. So, you know, we have more to come.
Is there a curiosity factor for you? I mean, because you know what this old offense looked like. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you still curious to see when you guys really roll it out for real? How much of this stuff is going to be in?
I'm less curious now than I was. You know, I think the way practices are going and everything, I think we're starting to get a better picture of how things are going to go. But, you know, in preseason, You really, you know, as far as the game wise, you know, you don't really know how your offense is going to be in this season. Like preseason, you're just getting your looks and, you know, different variety, things like that. So you're not really 100% sure at that point. But, you know, in practice, you get a pretty good feel. And, you know, once pads come on, you know, we're kind of getting back to our old school stuff a little bit.
Are you hitting harder than you were before your injuries?
I think so. You know, I feel stronger. I'm in better shape, certainly, than I think I ever was, to be honest with you. I'm definitely lighter, more fit. I feel like I have a lot more pop in my, you know, I'm lower getting underneath pads now. I just think I'm doing a, you know, a pretty good job. I really worked hard in the off season on the areas needed to improve on. So I think I'm, you know, pretty good physically right now.
In that aspect, was the injury sort of a, obviously you don't want to miss it almost the whole year with an injury, but as you go into this year, was it sort of almost a blessing?
You know, the one thing I got away, you know, it's terrible missing a season. You know, it was terrible year for me, humbling year, but the one thing I took away from it is I don't know what I would do without football. And you know, I really learned how much I truly love the game, you know, being away from it. And you really gain an appreciation of what you do and what you have, you know, being a professional football player. And that's the one thing I'm, you know, I gained is how grateful I am to be in the position that I'm in.
You said lighter, how much?
Right now I'm, you know, probably, I'm like, today I weighed in at 257, so maybe about, you know, 6-7 pounds lighter than what I normally play at. So, yeah, I always played around 265 in that area.
And you said, you know, before you mentioned about, you know, the touchdown was like a vintage 2012.
Right.
Do you feel like a vintage 2012, you know, 11?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I do, you know, even better, mm-hmm. You know, I really do. And you know, there's no limit, you know, to where you can reach to be a football player. You know, everyone always says, do you feel like you hit your peak in 2012? You know, in my opinion, there is no peak for a football player. You can only improve. You know, you can never be good enough in this profession. So, you know, that's my motivation, just to keep getting better every day. And, you know, that's my goal to, you know, to be have my best year that I could possibly have.
Do